My first question is about the telomeres. I noticed when you were talking about it, when you get out of your mind, it allows your telomeres to open up. Is that true?
They don't open up, they lengthen. They don't open up, the telomeres lengthen. And what happens is when they lengthen, it doesn't cut it off, the replication. The shorter the telomeres, the more quickly the cell cuts off and makes another cell. What we're trying to do is to get the telomeres longer so that it doesn't cut off. And the nucleotide continues, and as it continues, then you'll build more and more double helix with the rings and the arms of chromosome 14. And when that happens to a level, then they goes to 144,000, then the valence kicks in, and once that happens, it seals it. Once it seals it, it can't be invaded. Back into the angel diagram.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the picture of a perfect cell. A lot going on there.
Okay. So would you say that process is started by not thinking?
Oh, my God, yes. It's an autonomic process, yes.
Okay.
Thinking is what convinced you that there was a God judging you outside of you. Thinking is what got you in a position of these wonderful ideas that we'd say don't put you in the very best position that you're in right this second. Thinking is the thing that sets you apart from the other side, that everybody, they see you, they love you, and then they hate you because you're everything they can't be. Mm-hmm. Thinking is what you think when you decide that you need to engage at a certain level, at whatever level that is. It's what thinking exonerates.
So
you're on the right ticket.
Okay. So where did thinking come from? Where was the origination of thinking?
Little man, you have to navigate this way. See, we would say the tiny note chart is where Bob invented it, so he can have something to placate the little man's position, that they can exceed, that they like Napoleon Hill, think and grow rich, and these wordy words that tell people that they have cognitive realization that can allow the knowing of the universe to be portrayed in a mind-like's eye so that you can see the fruits and benefactors of everything you can't disprove. And that's science, and that's what you're left with, you see. Because without science, you would have be 10,000 times better off because, you know why? Because when you have that condition, then you'll be in a position where you can see. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. All the dark clouds will pass me by.
The whole rub of this point of conjecture is to find a way for you to find your place in your realm in which your coronation can transpire. The 4 and 20 elders are not going to make you ascend. They want you to. They're all lined up. They're sitting there waiting. But I'll be goddamn if they're going to move anything to step out of your way. They're not going to do that. You've got to find a way. We'll help. We'll do everything we can do. Be still. We'll love you. We'll love you to death. It's all right with us. But at some point, you got to shake yourself and wish not the spirit had departed from you, because at this stage of the game, you've almost got enough to taste it. You almost have enough. You're almost there. You're almost to that positional conjunctive place where the symbiont and the host become one. And your question should be, hey, symbiont, and your question should be, hey, Ion, what's the symbiont and what's the host?
Yeah, hey, Ion, what's the symbiont and what is the host?
Okay, the little man is the symbiont.
Mm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
The host is God. And we're trying to merge those so that the little man, the symbiont goes away and the host becomes dominant.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you made all your rules based on the little man's perception or persona of less than conditions. Well, I can't do that. Well, that's not going to work. Well, the stock market's going to go up. Well, the stock market's going to go down. Well, I'm going to get fucked. Well, it's not going to work for me. Well, if it works for me, it's going to be somebody else's behalf. Well, maybe Bob will ascend enough that he'll help me ascend too. Well, I'm going to do this. Well, it's not going to work for me. Well, I don't know how to do this. Well, I'm here. I don't know what's up. I've got to find out. I don't like this music. I don't like that music. It's not working out for me. I don't know what I'm going to do. This is not so good. I don't know what happened. It's over. I don't know. It's all crazy. And there's traffic on the I-10. I'm not even going to get out on it. There's coronavirus. It's killing everybody. So might as well go on and die. It's not working out very good. I'm going to do what I can do because there's nothing else I can do. But damn, what else is going on? If what I don't get, the IRS is going to take. So fuck it. You know, we're good. Let it happen. It's all good. Then what happens after a little while, you start readdressing the conditional response. Now, that's in the Croker quadrant, Arthur Croker, where you start gauging where you are against where you are. Not LaRouche, that's the invasive part. But Croker says, well, where are you? How are you there? How do you know where you are from there? How do you get there from where? Which is the perfect antiphonal complement to Thompson, which is the upside down that messes you up. Y'all are very close to going back to the upside down. Very close. We're going to see how this goes.
No.
And we just stand back and go hold our hands up. Because now it's taken a form and a life of its own. Now, yes, we're 8/11 of the tech body. Yes, we know exactly what's going on and we know exactly what's going down. Okay? Don't wonder. Mm-hmm. We know. It's on like Donkey Kong. And yet, you keep stirring it. You know what a dasher is?
A dasher?
Yep.
No.
Look it up.
A plunger for agitating cream in a churn.
There you go. That's exactly right.
The plunger.
And what that means
the plunger
is,
agitating.
Well, it's like a big stirring spoon in an ice cream freezer, and what it does is it keeps the cream and the milk and the sugar and the eggs or the egg yolks stirring, and it, when it freezes, it makes ice cream. Otherwise, it would just be like a solid block of ice. But because you keep the dasher keeps it moving. Now, see, Bob likes ice cream. He knows ice cream, so he should be very interested in the dasher aspect. It keeps it stirred up so that it becomes cohesive but not bound. Cohesive but not bound. That's the way power is going to flow, depending on how you work your dasher. But now y'all keep saying, I'm hot. Ion, I'm hot. Guess what? I'm still hot. Guess what? I'm still hot. And you take every moment of your day and keep throwing big old chunks, big old night logs on the fireplace. The motherfucker is burning 5,000 degrees Kelvin and you're screaming you're hot and keep throwing big old chunks, big old night logs, big old pieces of white oak on that fire. And that white oak is hard to burn, but boy, it burns hot. You got the candle sitting on the coffee table melting all the way across the room. You got it so damn hot. But you keep throwing fire on wood on the fire, making more and more and more heat, however residual. Mm-hmm. And then you're wondering what's wrong. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, some would say this is the carbon aspect that we have done, converting the world in such a place that the other aspects that happened are going to happen. What that means is they're going to happen. They're going to take place. We've said that. Y'all know what's going to happen. A lot of handful of little things we said are going to happen have happened. Okay.
Yep.
And now, and everybody's stunned, even Bob. Bob don't believe it. Bob's stunned, too. He's amazed at what he's doing. He made all this shit up, and it's coming true, and he's stunned, too. Don't let him tell you different. He knew it was going to happen. Okay? He just had no clue how.